accept your words.
願主你今日向我哋所講嘅説話。
May the word you speak to us today.
藏喺我哋嘅內心當中。
We can store it in our heart.
成為我哋腳前嘅燈，成為我哋路上嘅光。
Such that it can be the lamp for our feet and the light in our path.
成為我哋2010年嗰個個方向。
That it will be the directions for our 2010.
我哋向住呢個目標嚟奔跑。
We are running towards the target.
我哋按住你嘅旨意嚟遵行。
We will do your will.
你話唯獨遵行天父旨意嘅。
Because you said that only for those who do the wills of the Father
才能進天國。
Can enter the kingdom of God.
唯獨遵行天父旨意嘅。
That only for those who do the wills of God
才被耶穌稱為兄弟、姊妹同埋母親。
Will be called by our Jesus that we are his brother and sisters.
讓你嘅旨意向我哋顯明。
May you reveal your will to us.
讓我哋有一個悔改、回轉、歸向你嘅心。
May we have a heart of repentance and reform our ways to you.
按住你嘅旨意嚟行走呢條嘅天路。
Such that we can walk according to your will.
呢條就係小路。
We know the path to the heaven is narrow.
呢個門就係窄門。
The door is narrow.
係導致永生嘅。
That will lead to eternity.
讓我哋努力嘅。
Help us to endure.
嚟奔跑。
To run.
直到見主你自己嘅面。
To run the race until we see you.
幫助講嘅仆人。
Help the one who speak.
幫助翻譯嘅。
And the one who translate.
講得清楚，講得明白。
And be clear. And understandable.
求真理嘅聖靈充滿我哋。
May you fill us with the truth of the Spirit.
亦都求真理嘅聖靈指引每一個聽到嘅弟兄姊妹。
May also the Spirit will lead us in our way.
仲有當中未認識你嘅朋友。
And also for those who hasn't come to know you yet.
都需要主你自己聖靈嘅引導。
They also need the Spirit to lead them.
打開我哋嘅心竅。
Open our heart.
叫我哋方能明白聖經。
Let such that we can understand your truth.
求主耶穌捆綁那惡者。
Pray that you bind the evil one.
佢係弄瞎不信人嘅心眼。
Because it fattens our heart.
叫呢啲人睇唔到基督榮耀嘅真光。
Because of that, we cannot see the glory of our Son.
但你打開我哋眼睛嘅時候
，But when you open our eyes,
我哋就能夠看見。
We can see it.
你打開我哋嘅耳朵嘅時候
，You open our ears,
我哋能夠聽見。
You can listen.
你打開我哋嘅心嘅時候。
You open our heart,
我哋就能够领受你自己嘅说话
，and we can understand your words.
而且将你嘅说话存记在内心当中
，and we will store that in our heart.
喺我哋嘴唇里边咬定
，and we will alter your words from our lips.
以致我哋知道我哋自己所讲嘅
，such that we know what we say.
所听嘅
，what we heard.
亦都明白你自己嘅真道
，and understand your truth.
行喺主你自己旨意当中
，and walk in the truth.
將來見你面嘅時候
，When we see you，
得著稱讚
，You will praise us，
尊貴
，And glory，
榮耀
，And honor，
同埋冠冕
，And crown。
主啊，這一切都係你自己嘅應許
，All these are your promise。
當你嘅仆人按住你嘅説話嚟向你祈求嘅時候
，When your servant pray according to your words，
唔好叫你嘅仆人羞愧
，Lest your servant be put to shame。
叫你嘅説話一句都唔會落空
，Lest your word will be empty。
因為每一句説話出於你嘅口嘅，都係帶著能力嘅。
Because every word come from your book has power.
求你施恩。
Pray you show mercy to us.
垂聽呢部分嘅禱告。
Listen to our prayer.
主啊，你知道喺在座當中嘅。
Lord, you know those who sit among us.
有身體軟弱嘅。
Do not have good health.
需要你醫治嘅。
Need your healing.
你就按住詩篇103篇所講。
That we will claim your word in Psalm 123.
你医治我哋一切嘅疾病。
You heal all our disease.
你赦免我哋一切嘅罪孽。
You forgive our iniquity.
你救赎我哋嘅命脱离死亡。
You rescue us from the destructions.
你以仁爱慈悲为我哋嘅冠冕。
Because you have mercy and compassion as a crown.
你用美物使我哋所愿得以知足。
You give us the good things.So they can be satisfied.
我得到你嘅祝福嘅時候，我哋願意跟從你。
When we receive the blessing, we will follow you.
緊緊嘅跟從你。
We will follow you closely.
背起自己十字架嚟跟從你。
We will carry our own cross to follow you.
嚟討你自己嘅喜悅。
so we can please you.
當中亦在座當中亦都有係待業當中嘅。
And also among us, we have brother and sister waiting for a job.
需要你為佢預備工作嘅。
They waiting for your employment.
我就向你懇求。
We plead to you.
你就打開天上嘅窗户。
You will open the heavens.
傾福俾佢哋。
Pour down your blessing.
甚至無處可容。
Such that there's no place to fill it.
讓佢哋嘗嘗主恩嘅滋味嘅時候。
So when they taste your blessing,
便知道你是美善。
Then they know that you are God of pleasing God.
當佢知道你是美善嘅主嘅時候。
When they know that you are God of kindness,
嘗過你嘅恩典嘅時候。
When they taste of mercy,
佢哋自然會回報主你自己。
And they will return to pay you back.
主耶穌在座當中都有心靈憂傷嘅。
And also among those who have heavy heart,
受到損傷的,
they will hurt.
求你自己扶持, 撫摸醫治,
pray that you will sustain them and touch their heart.
讓我們今天得到你自己的幫助,
and pray that all of us will get help from you.
奉耶穌基督聖名而求,
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好了, 上個禮拜呢, 我就講到第21章。
Last week, I shared with you on chapter 21,
第33節,
verse
33. 他說你們再聽一個比喻。
He said, listen to another parable.
再聽一個比喻,即是跟先前第28節的比喻是連在一起。
What I mean by that is that another parable, this means that this parable is related to the verse 28 parable.
28節的比喻就說一個人有兩個兒子。父親就對大仔講：你今日到葡萄園裏去作工。
In verse 28, that parable was related to the man called had two sons, and he asked the first said, "Go to work in the vineyard today."
大兒子咧就回答父親話：我唔去，以後咧就後悔自己懊悔就去啦。
And the reply from the first son was that I would not go, but later on he changed his mind and he went.
你大兒子係咩人嚟噶
？So who was that first son？
咁惡嘅
？How come he is so wicked？
父親叫佢去都唔去
？He did not obey his parents.
哦，主耶穌話呢啲係税吏，呢啲係娼妓，係妓女嚟嘅。
So Jesus said those are the Pharisee and the prostitute.
呢啲税吏，呢啲娼妓，口好硬嘅，唔話唔去，但係後來遇到痛苦嘅時候，佢悔改回轉，佢就去啦。
And these are the people as the tax collector and the prostitute. They refuse to go, but when they encounter difficult time in their life, they repent and they go. They went.
30節,
the verse 30.
父親除了跟大仔講，亦都跟細仔講。
The father also talked to the other son, the younger one.
都係講同樣嘅説話。
He made the same request.
佢話：我小兒啊，你今日到我個葡萄園裏邊去作工。
And he said to the younger one, "Say, go and work today in the vineyard."
那個小兒子咧個口好甜嘅。
But the younger one had, who has a sweet talk.
佢話父啊，我去，但係卻冇去到，得把口講。
He replied, said, "I will," but actually he did not go.
哇！呢個咁甜嘅人係邊個嚟噶
？Who is that sweet boy？
哦，原來呢咁甜嘅人係法利賽人、文士、祭司長。
And this sweet talk people are a teacher of law, Pharisee, and the priest.
係停喺度先。
Let's stop here.
問一問個問題。
Let me ask you a question.
你覺得你係大兒子還是小兒子？
I want to ask you whether you want to designate yourself as an older one or the younger one.
你覺得你係税吏妓女啊，還是係法利賽人文士長老執事？我叫你話俾我聽。
I want you to think whether you are the tax collector, prostitute, or the younger one who is a Pharisee and the teacher of the law.
我哋每一個人都心裡有數。
I think we all know our positions.
佢話林牧師，你係邊個啊？
Then you ask myself, you ask me, who am I?
我就係呢啲税吏，我就係呢啲咁嘅妓女。
See, I'm the tax collectors and the prostitute.
你咧
？What about you?
以前我話唔去嘅，人哋嚟同我傳福音，同我傳耶穌，我同佢傳佛經。
I remember before when people came to share the gospel with me, I refused to accept, and in turn, I shared the Buddhism with them.
6个月之后，我细佬俾车撞死，我就悔改回转。
After 6 months, my younger brother had a car accident. Then
我话唔去，后来我去。 你呢？
Before I said I refused to go, but later on I went.
你係咪話去嗰個後來冇去啊？
And are you the one that say earlier said you would go, but you did not go?
唔好做法利賽人。
Don't be the Pharisee.
聖經佢話，去睇翻第三十一節。
Let's look at verse 31.
耶穌話：你哋想下呢兩個人是哪一個？呢兩個兒子是哪一個兒子遵行父命呢？
So, Jesus asked them, which of the two did what his father want?
佢哋知道呢個答案，佢哋就話：哦，大兒子。
And they knew the answer. The answer was the first.
佢遂利遵行父命。
The tax collector.
佢哋娼妓遵行父命。
The tax collector and prostitute obeys the father's.
耶穌聽見佢答得對嘅時候，耶穌就話：我實實在在嘅告訴你，娼妓同埋税吏呢啲喺你眼中看為罪人嘅人，呢啲罪人反而倒比你哋自以為義嘅法利賽人、文士、祭司長先進神嘅國。
And Jesus replied, knew that they have the right answer, and Jesus explained the answer further. He said, I tell you the truth, the tax collector and the prostitute are entering the kingdom of God ahead of all you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有紅筆嘅咧，你圈住兩個字。
If you have a pen, I want you to circle.
喺廿八節，你圈住葡萄園呢三個字。
Verse 28, circle the vineyard.
我兒啊，你今日到葡萄園裏去作工。
Said, son, go and work today in the vineyard.
咁邊個到底邊個去咗葡萄園作工咧？原來係税吏、娼妓。進咗葡萄園作工，所以主耶穌話：我實實在在嘅告訴你哋，税吏同娼妓倒比你哋先進神嘅國，圈住神嘅國。神嘅國同葡萄園係同一件事情。
And then, also I want you to circle the other word. It's called kingdom of God. And Jesus said, so that's a relationship between the vineyard and the kingdom of God.
税吏同埋妓女先入神嘅國，因為佢進入葡萄園作工。
And this is tax collector and the prostitute, they both went to the vineyard to work. That's why they can enter the kingdom of God.
我哋點知佢先入去啊
？How do we know they enter ahead of
三十二節
ahead of others?
因為約翰呢個施洗約翰遵著義路，遵著天命嚟到你哋這裏。同你哋用水嚟施洗，你哋卻唔信佢。税吏啦、娼妓咧，反而信佢受咗洗。你哋看見佢哋受洗，後來還是唔懊悔去信佢。
Because the reason why we know that, because in verse 32 it said, "For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness. You did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitute did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him."
税吏、娼妓有冇洗禮啊
？So did the tax collectors and prostitute baptized?
税吏、娼妓信施洗約翰，你信佢係有行為嘅，信佢就去洗禮。
And the tax collector and prostitute believe and baptize because belief comes with actions.
但係法利賽人唔信佢，所以冇洗禮。
But the Pharisees did not believe, that's why they did not baptize.
冇洗禮就冇去侍奉。
When you haven't been baptized, you won't serve God.
冇去侍奉就冇入到神嘅國。
When you haven't served God, you haven't entered the kingdom of God yet.
第一個税吏悔改回轉嘅就係寫馬太福音呢個税吏馬太。
The first tax collector repent and reform his way was Matthew. He wrote the book of Matthew.
被法利賽人定罪嘅娼妓。帶佢去到耶穌面前，按照約翰福音第八章一至十一節，而呢個娼妓反而信咗耶穌基督。
And the prostitute was condemned by the Pharisee in John 8, verse 11. She believed.
Verse 1 to 11.
Verse 1 to 11. She believed in the Lord and baptized.
定呢個嘅妓女嘅罪嘅呢啲法利賽人，仲未得救。
And those Pharisees condemned the prostitute, and those Pharisees did not, were not saved.
好啦，睇咗另外一個，睇咗呢個嘅比喻之後，再睇三十三節嘅比喻。
Okay, let's turn. Let's look at the parable in verse 33.
你哋再聽一個嘅比喻。
Let's listen to another parable.
聽咗兩個兒子嘅比喻之後，再聽多一個比喻。
That's another parable.
佢係有個家主。
That was a landowner.
栽咗一個葡萄園。
Who planted a vineyard?
啊，弟兄姊妹，幫我圈住呢個葡萄園啦，又 OK?
So I want you to circle the word vineyard again.
葡萄園同三十一節嗰個神嘅國有冇關係啊？
So,
有冇關係啊？
Is the vineyard related to the kingdom of God? Yes, it is related.
以後你就識睇聖經噶啦。
So now, next time you can relate them together.
有個家主栽咗一個葡萄園。
The landowner who planted a vineyard.
呢個葡萄園係上好嘅葡萄園。
That vineyard is good vineyard.
一定能夠結到果子嘅。
It will bear fruit.
同埋結到好嘅果子。
And will bear good fruit.
因為上等嘅葡萄。
Because it produces top products of the vine.
呢個家主係一個慈愛嘅家主。
The landowner is a kind owner.
唔單止俾咗個笪地。
Not only he gave out the land.
喺呢個地上栽咗葡萄園。
And he planted the vine in the vineyard.
怕佢個工人喺晚上睡覺嘅時候，有啲狐狸，有啲豺狼。走入葡萄園裏邊偷咗呢啲葡萄嚟食，佢怕咁樣，所以佢捉咗乜嘢啊？捉咗泥巴嚟保護你手所作嘅工。
The landlord afraid that at night there will be thief or wild animal come to eat away the vine. That's why he put a wall around the vineyard.
呢個撒旦魔鬼見到父神對佢嘅兒女咁好嘅時候，佢眼紅嘅。
It's equivalent to the devil who jealous about how God has treated us so well.
他曾經在神面前控告約伯的時候這樣說。
And he, the devil, Satan, has accused Job.
他說約伯當然侍奉你啦，你又祝福他，還四面圈上泥巴，圍住他的家和圍住他，保護他。你咁樣愛佢，佢梗係愛你啦。咁樣攻擊我哋，喺邊度記載啊？約伯記第一章第十節，第九節第十節，撒旦回答耶和華說：約伯敬畏你，豈是無故的嗎？梗係有理由啦。佢敬畏你，你豈唔係四面圈上泥巴，圍住佢，護衛佢，保護佢，施恩俾佢，同埋施恩俾佢嘅家。并佢一切所有，你乜嘢都保护晒，你嘅手所作嘅都，他嘅手所作嘅都蒙你赐福，佢嘅家产也在地上增多。你祝福佢，佢梗系爱你啦。佢咁样讲，
so、
神就系咁样祝福我哋。
So Satan kills Job in front of God by saying that does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed all the works of his hands.So that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. This is how Satan accuses us in front of God because of his blessing to us.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我怕你唔識睇聖經啊，所以咧，你幫我個忙，你喺周圍圈上尼巴呢度咧，你寫低約伯記第一章第九節至第十節。
So I want you to make reference on put a wall around it in verse 33 and reference back to Job 1.9 to 10.
撒旦見到神咁樣保護我哋、祝福我哋，撒旦都眼紅啊！然而做佢嘅兒女唔知道我哋嘅財物、我哋嘅家產、我哋嘅健康、我哋能夠有能力去作工、有工作去做，係神嘅保守。我哋唔知道，我哋姓馮嘅我哋。
And even Satan was jealous about.How God has blessed us. But we, as children of God, even though God has blessed us with all the aspects of our life, health, employment, and everything, and we still don't know that. We take things for granted.
你而家明白了吗？明白了。看他怎么祝福我，给了一块地我，给了上好的葡萄园，帮我栽埋，栽埋葡萄园。即是話咧，我一定會結果子嘅。結咗果子之後咧，唔會俾人偷嘅，因為有泥巴圍住嘅。加上仲咩啊？喺裏邊仲挖咗一個榨酒池，怕你啊又去栽葡萄園，又去工作嘅時候冇時候整個榨酒池，邊個一個人能夠做咁多嘢啊？佢預備曬有榨酒池，即是話咧一定有豐收， 有豐收嘅時候咧，就做葡萄酒得噶啦，明白嗎？咁樣對我哋咁好嘅 ，OK？
So Lord has given us a good vineyard, and also He prepared a top soil for us, and not only that, He also dug a vine press in it, and such that we can guarantee that we will have we will produce a vine in the vineyard. Not only that, He also dug around, put a wall around it, lest people would rip us off on in the harvest time.
而且到最後咧，驚你冇地方住，驚你勞苦俾日曬雨淋嚟咁樣對待佢個仆人。呢個主係好好嘅，呢個家主，仲為你蓋咗一座樓，等你能夠有地方嚟住，俾你一間屋，係大屋嚟嘅，仲大過鄉民嗰間屋嘅。
Not only that, God also provide him with a big house.
啊，鄉民，我見到 Brian America 呢間，我住喺 River Bend 啊，我呢間。是不是一轉左邊那間是你間公司來的？我說主啊，這個我認識他的，你賜福你這間來的。我轉左嘛，去 Terrica 轉左那裡嘛，是吧？是啦，我看到，我昨晚看到。
When I was on way home, I turned left in McCraft, I saw a house of Herman's. So I asked God, please continue to bless him.
給你地方住，俾你有工作，保護你嘅財物，保護你嘅家庭，保護你嘅兒女。但係有一個條件，佢話呢啲係我租俾你嘅啫，呢啲唔係你嘅。我租俾你，租俾你即係要乜嘢啊？要加租，即係交租啊要。OK？ Yeah.
So God gave us a house, properties, health, and children, and all these are on the basis of rental. And sometimes it might have to increase the rent.
33節，唔該你圈住去，租給原户係租俾你啫，你要交租嘅。
And in verse 33, circle the word rent the vineyard. It's only on rental basis, rental agreement.
要交啲咩租咧
？What kind of rent you have to pay？
要交果子。
The rent you need to pay is the fruit of the vine.
交幾多果子咧
？And how much？
好嘛，大家研究下，你估下交幾多果子？
And how much?
聖經冇講到，你估下交幾多果子
？And how much we should pay for the as a rent？
你估下交幾多果子？Lorraine 話 10%。
Lorraine said it's 1/10。
有冇人其他有估下？你記唔記得約瑟做咗埃及嘅宰相之後，為咗埃及人？為法老王定咗個規例，法老將地嚟俾咗呢啲咁嘅埃及人，叫佢喺呢個地嚟耕種，每年要俾幾多税啊？係 20%。但係神咧要抽幾多税啊 ？10%。邊個老細好嘅？法老好嘅，舉手。耶和華好嘅，舉手。你究竟係邊個嘅手？係法老啊，係耶和華。耶和華啦 ，10% 啫嘛。法老係 20% 啊 ，right？
So when Joseph was second in command in Egypt, and he worked for Pharaoh, and he allot lands to Egyptians, and the law was that every year they need to collect 20% of the income from the land as a rent.But God only asked for 10%. So you ask yourself, who is the good boss? Is it God or Pharaoh?
Stephen Harper, this government 仲衰过法老啊，超过30%喺呢度。
And Stephen Harper, our prime minister, collects us more than 30% of tax.
系咪啊
？Is that right?
34節
Verse 34.
收果子嘅時候近啊，就打發仆人到葡萄到呢個葡萄園裏邊，到呢個葡萄園户那裏去收果子。
Verse 34. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenant to collect his fruit.
34節去收果子，係咪係按照33節所講？講定咗，我租俾你，你要交果，有冇講定到先？冇講定。 個租俾你啊嘛，租俾你就要交租啦，冇講頂。啊？冇講交幾多租？我咪就話 10% 咯，就係。You know？ 你想交俾 Stephen Harper 咁多啊？還是法老啊？還是耶和華啦？你自己選擇啦。OK。
So in verse 34, and when harvest time come, the landlord sent his servants to collect the fruits. And the action of 34 is referenced back to 33 that was based on agreement of the rental. And somebody will ask, but verse 33 didn't say how much they should collect. So, but we say is according to God's law is 10%.
这个家主说我是租给你。
Because the landlord has stated clearly in verse 33,
it's
only a rent.
你交租就可以繼續用。
If you pay the rent, you can use the land.
到你收果子的時候就去收租。
When it's time for harvest, and people, the landlord will collect the rent.
看看這個家主好到什麼地步了。
See how good this landlord is.
三節。
In verse 35,
原戶就拿住呢啲仆人，打咗一個，殺咗一個，又用石頭打死一個。
So the tenant seized his servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third.
36節。
Verse 36。
呢個家主可能覺得話呢啲仆人可能冇禮貌咯，對嗰啲原户，原户唔會咁差嘅啫。咁咧，佢諗住啊，又打發別嘅仆人去。俾佢一個 benefit of doubt， 覺得可能自己啲仆人冇料咯，講到講得唔好咯，所以俾人打咯，俾人殺咯，用石頭掟死咯。我揾咗另外一批嘅更好嘅，比以前更多嘅，咁啊希望呢個原户會俾租咯。
So the landlord was so good that he thought that the first batch of the servant may not know the rules and what they may be rude to the tenants。And they'd be unpolite. So that's why they sent another servant to them, and even sent more servants to them to collect the rent.
在現在的教會裏面，這些教會的牧師是不是主的仆人？主差他去到教會裏面，叫他收這個的果子，這些傳道人、傳神的道，叫弟兄姊妹悔改回轉，要結果子。有啲人唔中意聽嘅，打一個、殺一個、趕一個、用石頭打死一個，有冇咁樣啊？教會
？Is this similar to
有冇咁樣啊
？Is this similar to his current situation as a pastor who is a servant of God? They preached God's word to ask brother and sister to repent and to bear fruit, and which is really really equivalent to asking the tenants to collect the rent.But they treat the pastor badly. They persecute them or despise them.
Oh, 主耶穌話可能呢啲仆人啱啱出嚟畢業冇料咯，我揾啲好啲嘅仆人去咯。
So Jesus might say, well, those pastor they may not have experience yet after the graduation. Well, I'm going to send more experienced pastor.
所以教會裏邊好多時候你見到一個嚟一個去，一個嚟一個去。有啲係被打死，打到都唔喐得，打到都起唔得身。有啲牧師都唔做啦，打到。
So that's why you've seen some of the situation in the church is that pastor come and go, and some of those even after they were mistreated badly, they even terminate their vocations as a pastor or stop the ministry.
36節
Verse 26。
呢個家主實在好好嘅家主。
This landlord is really kind.
寧願犧牲佢個仆人。
He doesn't want to sacrifice his servants.
No, 寧願犧牲佢仆人。
He willing to sacrifice his servants.
為咗原户嘅益處。
Such that the tenants can have the benefit of it.
就好似你有錢，你兩夫婦出去做嘢，請個保姆嚟照顧你個孩子。你見到啦，孩子唔聽話，你第一個感動就係話唔係我孩子唔聽話，啲保姆唔識得教我孩子，炒咗佢就揾第二個，係咪啊
？So his heart is just similar to us as parents, and when both of us went to work, and we hire a nanny to look after our kids, and sometimes our kids does not obey the nanny, and we often blame the nanny that that is not our kids misbehave, but it was a nanny. So we hire another nanny to look after our children.
第一批仆人收唔到果子嘅，打一拍第二批嘅仆人去，比先前更多嘅仆人去，更好嘅仆人去。園户咧還是照樣咁嚟待佢，打咗一個，殺咗一個，用石頭打死一個，冇改變到。
The landlord sent the first batch of the servants, and they will mistreat, kill, and stone and beaten. And the landlord will say, okay, I will send another batch of servant. I will send more than the first batch, but they will treat it the same way.
37節
Verse 37.
後來呢個家主就打發佢個兒子到佢哋那裏去，意思就係話：，呢個係我個仔嚟嘅，呢啲園户一定會尊敬我個仔嘅啫，因為尊敬我個仔就尊敬我啦嘛。哦，諗都諗唔到，園户見到佢個仔嚟喎，彼此話：，呢個係承受產業嘅，來吧，我哋殺咗佢。
And then the landlord said, well, last of all, he will send his sons to them. They will respect my son. But the tenants saw the son. They said to each other, this is the heir, and come, let's kill him and take his
inheritance.
So same thing has happened in the church, and some of those false brother and sister who were in position as an elders of the church, they torture and mistreat the pastor, and they never come to repentance. And they still thought that, wow, and the pastor come and go, and life is still going on. God love us.
他不明白主那个心肠。
They thought that God still loved them, but they don't understand the inner grief of Heavenly Father.
天父长久温柔忍耐来对待他们。
God has compassion, patience, to deal with them.
是目的是叫他悔改。
God's patience is to hopefully to lead them to repentance.
你在圣经里面打发第一批仆人，打发第二批仆人，打发他儿子，你就写下罗马书第二章第四节。
So I want you to circle a concept of the landlord send the first batch of servant and then the other batch, and then the lastly is the son, reference back to Romans 2, verse 4.
还是你藐视神丰富的恩慈，藐视神丰富的宽容，藐视神丰富的忍耐，不晓得神的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，有一个目的是要令你悔改。
In verse 4, he said, are you so contempt for the richness of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance?
第五节，你竟然任着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，这个是神的愤怒，以致神的震怒显在公义的日子来到。
In verse 5, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed.
原户这么差，但神用丰盛的恩慈、宽容、忍耐来对待他，有一个原因就是叫他悔改。
Even though the tenants will misbehave, God's kindness still showed to them, and the purpose of the kindness is to hopefully lead them to repentance.
他不悔改，带来就是神的震怒。
And when they refuse to repent, and that the next thing is to stop the wrath against yourself for the days of God's wrath.
弟兄姊妹，我想讲一些例子俾你听。
I want to give you a few examples of this concept.
你有冇听见弟兄姊妹讲啊？哇，神好爱我啊，神好赐福俾我。
Have you heard brothers' comments to you that, oh, God is good, God loves us, and He blesses us?
我犯了很多罪，神宽容我。
I commit so many sins, offend God.
我做了很多得罪神的地方，神忍耐我。
I've done so many things against God, but God still have shown patience to me.
佢不單止冇悔改，仲繼續咩啊？越嚟越惡。
Not only he did not repent, but he became more wicked. Have you heard that?
原因我睇羅馬書第二章四至八節，四至五節。
The reason why he behaved this way because he hasn't read Romans 2 verse 4 to 8.
原因佢唔明白呢個懸護呢個比喻。
Because he does not understand the example of parables of the tenants in the vineyard.
佢以為殺咗呢個嘅原家主嗰個兒子之後咧，就可以承受呢個產業，以後唔使俾租，亦都唔會有人嚟提我收租噶啦。
They thought that if they kill the sons of the landlord, then no one will ever come to collect the rent from them.
四一節
，verse 41 in Matthew.
他們說：啊，對唔住，我跳咗咯，嗬。啊，三十九節
，verse 39。
他們咧就拿住佢個仔推出葡萄園外，就殺咗佢個仔。
So they took him out and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him.
耶穌講呢個比喻嘅時候，係預言自己會被趕離開耶路撒冷，喺耶路撒冷城以外被釘十字架被殺。
When Jesus said this parable, he prophesied himself that he will be taken out of the city of Jerusalem and be crucified.
四十節
，verse 40。
原主來嘅時候要怎樣處置這些懸護咧？佢問一個咁嘅問題。
And he asked a question in verse 40, say, therefore, when the owners of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?
佢哋知道答案。
They know the answer.
四一節。
First of all, the answer in 41.
他们说要下毒手，除灭那些恶人。
They said he would bring those wretches to the wretched's end.
停在这里好吗？
Let's stop here.
我讲收租先。
Let's talk about collecting rent.
如果这个家主给我一块地，我
Let's say the landlord gave me a land.
帮我栽埋葡萄园。
He planted a vine for me already.
捉起篱笆。
And put a wall around it
保護我的財物,
to protect my property.
擔保我一定能夠收到果子,
it's a guarantee return of my labor.
還給我一個production plan, 我一個的榨酒池,
and also give me the production plan to as which is dig up a vine press.
給我勞苦工作之後晚上可以回家有地方睡眠。
And also build a watchtower for me, so after a day of labor, I can go home and rest. I'm not sure.
做生意，那個人好到咁樣嚟俾你，我冇見過做生意係咁樣啊。Second cup 要俾你咁樣幫你做曬呢啲嘢，佢收你 franchise fee。幾多錢啊？十幾二十萬係嘛？唔會話唔收錢嘅。Slow down， 你個 big warehouse 啊，即係作夢嘅啫。So, big warehouse 就 don't pay until 乜嘢啊 ？2015，right？ 2015都要 2015都要俾啦，係咪先？佢話 don't pay until 2015，唔係話 don't pay forever， 明唔明白？
So I'm not sure among you who are the businessmen around here that you can compare the business practice of these verses in here, how good the landlord is. And even the second cup, even you want to buy the franchise of second cup, they set up the business for you, but they charge you certain fees. And you know, sometimes you go to break your house to buy some stuff, merchants, and they say zero down payment, and but still say don't pay until a certain year, like 2015, but at the end of 2015, you still pay. It costs you. Still costs you.
你估下呢個原主啊，好到咁樣。咁如果你同佢講，喂，最近經濟唔係幾好啊，雨水又唔夠，然後雨水唔夠，咁啊收啲果子唔夠，我啱夠自己食。對唔住，我冇果子俾。即係你同佢講，扮可憐，我講扮啊嚇，冇可能可憐嘅。OK。好嘛，扮下可憐先好冇？你估你扮可憐，你求佢嘅時候，你估下呢個原主，如果求佢嘅時候，你估佢會唔會話啊？今年唔收，你估佢會唔會咁講？我擔保你啊，我信呢個主啊，一定話好啦。見你咁可憐啊，你啲仔女都好細，都好辛苦。 今年免啦，咁會唔會咁樣啊 ？Annie 會唔會啊？你覺得？辦唔到？
辦到嘅，嗱，我話俾你點樣辦到啦，我教你點辦啦。
喺聖經度學噶。
個主人見到呢笪地係正地，係旺地，係 prime land， 係收到好貴租嘅。點解呢個人唔交租冇結果子？佢仲點講啊？冚低佢，呢個人霸佔地土，栽咗另外一棵樹，等呢棵樹嚟繁殖。個園主話：個園丁話。啊！主人求你啦，俾多佢一年啦，
扮可憐就俾多佢一年。你係扮咧，只係俾多一年嘅啫。
第二年就佢扮一年啦，你扮啦。佢施肥、俾料，再俾恩典。你唔識睇聖經嘅話，再恩典，越惡越多恩典嘅，你再惡嘅時候，第二年你就冇命。我話俾你聽，你識睇聖經嘅，你可以扮扮多一年，365日 ，OK？主是有恩典、有憐憫、不輕易發怒，而且還有豐盛的慈愛，你可以作狀，你可以扮扮多365日，明白嗎？但如果在365日當中主回來，你就沒命了。 OK?
So as you can see that the landlord is so good, and you know, actually you can negotiate with the landlord rather than kill his son and not pay the rent at all, because you can also say to the landlord, ask for forgiveness, saying, ask for excusing because of bad economy, the weather is no good, and we don't have any good harvest. And maybe the landlord would allow you to defer the payment and you can get by rather than killing the son. And you know, sometimes if you ask for pity and mercy from the landlord, you can do that. You know, and sometimes we also have a story about how to act, how to ask God for pity. Before in the Bible, it said that one of the landlord asked the gardener to chop off the trees because the tree does not bear any fruit. But the gardener asked the owner to say, show pity on this tree, because give me one more chance. I will put more fertilizer on the land so that it will bear fruit. So the landlord said, okay, I'll allow you to put more fertilizer on the land, and hopefully next year will bear fruit. But the pity shown is only has a limited time. Even though God has, in the Bible said, God has compassion, mercy on all of us, and God will once we ask for pity and mercy, God would expect a repentance from us after a year of time.
你記唔記得呢個嘅天國嘅比喻第八個嘅比喻？呢個人欠咗主人1,000,000 銀子，即是話唔係要欠一年租啊！一年冇俾，兩年冇俾，三年冇俾，一年信咗主基督徒20幾30年都冇俾，明白嗎？而佢求主再寬容。主仍然寬容，因為點解？仲有命，你仲有命，主真係好想寬容我哋。而呢啲惡到點樣啊？唔去求就去殺，所以個收場係冇命。
You also can remember one of the 8 parables was that a servant owned a master 100 denarii, which is a lot of money. Equivalent to 20 to 30 years of wages, and still ask God for the forgiveness on this one. But you can see on these tenants that their wickedness, they did not ask for the forgiveness, but they go and kill the son, kill his son.
弟兄姊妹，學到乜嘢啊？如果你覺得應該要結果子嘅，你發現你咁多年都冇結到果子，你點樣啊？唔好去嬲個牧師啊！嬲個牧師解決唔到問題噶，你要悔改啊自己，明白嗎？明白嗎？點樣悔改啊？主啊，求你可憐啦、啊，再寬容我一年啦、啊，再施肥俾我啦、啊，係嘛？明白嗎？識唔識咁？識唔識點樣求啊 ？OK。
So I hope you learn a lesson from here. Is that you know when Pastor rebuke you? or ask you to bear fruit. I hope you won't show angry to your pastor, but ask for, but repent and ask God for pity.
佢哋雖然知道答案四一致，佢哋話要原主嚟嘅時候要點樣處理呢啲咁嘅惡嘅懸護咧？佢哋話一定會下毒手嚟除滅呢啲惡人啦，將葡萄園轉租俾那按住時候交果子嘅懸護。
And they know the answer, and said that they would, their landlord would bring.Those wretches to a wretched end, and then he will rent the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his share of the crops at the harvest time.
在41節裡面我學到好幾個真理。
I learned few truths in verse 41.
第一個真理。
The first truth.
園戶是一定要交果子。
That tenants has to provide the rent, which is give out the fruit of the vine.
交果子就是交租。
Provide the fruit is equivalent to paying the rent.
一定要交果子。
You have to bear fruit.
交果子呢，就能够继续去使用这个葡萄园。
If you continue to pay the bear fruit, you can continue to use the vineyard.
第二个属灵的功课我们学到的。
And the other truth I learned from here.
未到收果子的时候，主人不会差遣仆人到园户那里收果子的。
That the landlord would not send the servants to collect when it is not at the harvest time.
是收果子的时候，先会差他的仆人来收果子。
And only at the harvest time, the landlord will send the tenants to collect.To send the servant to collect the rent.
但是不肯交果子的人的收场就是说，你以为你拥有这个葡萄园，你以为你杀了他的仔，赶了他的仆人，不用再听这些收果子的说话，就以为就可以一了百了，以为可以处理这个问题，这个人是无知的。
And the tenants thought that if I can kill the son, then no one will bother them to collect the rent at every harvest time. And they thought they can get rid of that. But this is coming out of ignorance acts.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你幫我個忙好唔好啊？
I want you to help me.
四一節嗰個葡萄園圈住呢個字。
Circle the word the vineyard again in verse 41.
圈住另外一個字，另租俾那按時候結果子嘅園户。另外租俾，即是話咧，攞咗翻嚟，唔再租俾你，租俾另外一個。本來佢得住呢個葡萄園，呢家失咗啦，係咁嘅意思。
So we mean by that is rent to others means the tenants will kick out of the vineyard, and the vineyard was rented to others tenants.
四一節同四三節你一齊睇嘅要。
You have to read verse 41 and 43 together.
四三節，所以耶穌話：我告訴你哋，神嘅國又圈住神嘅國，必從你哋奪去。本來神嘅國俾咗你，但因為你唔肯交果子，就攞咗翻嚟俾第二個，賜俾那能結果子嘅百姓。
So that's why in verse 43 said, therefore I tell you.That the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruits.
按照28節至到32節，我明白主嗰個嘅心意。主嘅心意要所有人都要進葡萄園作工。
From verse 28 to 32, I understand.
No, verse 28.
28 to verse 32, I understand.The God's will is that everyone has to go to the vineyard.
每一個都要作工。
Everyone has to work in the vineyard.
作工的就進入神的國裡面。
When you work, you enter the kingdom of God.
但是作了工，那些果子是自己享受，不肯去交給主的，這些這樣的人，神會將他的葡萄園奪過來。將佢嘅國奪過來，賜俾那能結果子嘅百姓。
But for those who use the benefit of the vineyard and does not want to provide rent to the landlord, which is the kingdom of God, and their land will be taken away and given to others.
停喺度好嗎?
Let's stop here.
同你思想一個問題。
Let's consider a scenario in here.
呢啲人得到葡萄園，佢以為擁有永遠擁有是自己嘅產業，後來有冇失到啊？有冇人以為佢自己一次得救，佢亂嚟，屋企唔睇聖經，時常思想地上嘅事，生命冇悔改，冇結果子，冇改變。你估佢嘅國，神會唔會奪翻翻嚟？你估下，四十三節點講啊？聖經話神嘅國必從你哋奪去。有冇失去神嘅國？如果佢失去神嘅國嘅時候，佢得唔得救？點解牧師唔講呢啲嘢咧？點解耶穌講呢啲嘢咧？點解啲人咁惡咧？點解而家？點解唔去悔改咧？我話俾你聽啊，就係啲人懶啊，唔睇聖經啊 ，right？我看聖經的時候，我發覺傳道人跟我講的嘢，佢呃我啊！主耶穌不是咁講啊！你呃我啊！你等我亂嚟啊！ 明明我講什麼東西啊
？So when we own the vineyard, we thought that we have the possession forever. Same as that Christians for us, we thought we once saved, we will save forever.But we never strive to change our life and to bear fruit. But if you look at the verse 43, you know that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to those who bear fruit. And I just wonder, you know, sometimes we don't hear that from pastors sharing this, but Jesus said that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you if you don't bear fruit on this. So,we have to, you know, we shouldn't be lazy to study the word. If we are lazy, then we miss out this important things.
我諗你嗰本聖經同我本聖經一樣啫，係嘛？不過我簡體啫嘛，係咪
？I think the Bible you have is same as mine.
你本聖經係咪講話神嘅國會奪去啊？阿溝喺邊度？阿溝，英文聖經點講啊？
The kingdom of God
will be taken away from you, right? 即係你本聖經同我本聖經一樣咯，係咪咁意思啊？點解我哋聽嘅嘢，聽埋啲垃圾，你都仲俾人呃嘅？弟兄姊妹，今年係年初啊，你好悔改啦，話俾你聽。你個牧師同你講，叫你收果子。是他想你得永生，他不是想你落地獄的。你交果子不是交给他，你交果子是交给神的，与他无关。明白吗？他对你好啊，朋友，他对你好啊。父母叫你不要这么夜回来，是对你好啊。如果你的男朋友知道你两点钟三点钟才回来，谁敢娶你啊，大哥？有冇搞錯？兩點鐘、三點鐘翻嚟，邊個敢娶你啊？你係個乜嘢個女人啊？你係 ，right？ 兩三點鐘翻嚟，真係。
So my Bible is the same as your Bible, except that my Bible is a simplified version of the Bible. In the Bible, it talks about taking away the kingdom of God, which is the same in English as well as in Chinese. So.I urge you to repent and bear fruit, not the pastor try to give you a hard time, but the pastor want you to pursue the eternal life. It is when you bear fruit, it is for God, not for the pastor. Same thing as parents remind the children not to go out so late and return home late. Some girls.Return home around 2 p.m. Don't you know that when, 2 a.m. Don't you know that if your boyfriend know that you went out and didn't get home until 2 a.m., don't you think your boyfriend will really suspect what type of characters you are? They might consider pick another one.
你要持守你的冠冕，免得有人奪去你，你不要懵到上心口，你聽我說，OK？ 我說的說話是入你的心的，OK？ Gabriel 聽不聽見？ You work hard, OK？
So, sometimes as a parents, we advise the children to not to stay late playing, but to study hard.And sometimes the children get annoyed and thought the parents try to give them hard time. And same thing as a pastor, I advise the congregations to bear fruit. And they were angry with me and complaining that I wasn't gentle enough to them when I give them advice. And the more I studied the Bible, the more I saw.I see the God's mercy to us, which is opposite on what I heard before from others or from other places. I've been uninformed or misinformed for so many years. Jesus advised us on that. Jesus died for us, not the pastors. So the truth is in Revelation, it talks about it by us that we have to hold on what we have. Otherwise, we will lose it.So we have to be alert to hold on what we have.
如果我在公司裏面勤力工作，在經濟好的時候我勤力工作，到經濟不好的時候，老闆不會炒我，他知道炒了我之後，他要請多幾個人代替我。你懶惰，不勤力工作，在經濟好的時候，一到經濟一蕭條，你第一個炒友，他將你的工作奪去。這個屬靈的功課在教會裏面是這樣，在家庭是這樣，在讀書是這樣，在工作是這樣，這個是不變的屬靈的定律。老闆叫你勤力，你以為他對你不好，他想你keep住個工作的朋友，你要醒目的，你要，OK？ 蝕底一點不怕的，明白嗎？施比受更為有福的，你想著講話我勤力去做，你炒我，你要找三四個人來代我。他想過，他不炒你，他咬著牙根，他都要跟你negotiate，少一點，我這個搞不定，明白嗎？他不夠膽炒你，告訴你，你沒料啊，一打個黑黐就炒你，立即。
So this same thing as we, this learning.Of we strive to and hold on to what we got. The same philosophy applied to work in the workplace. If we work hard for the company in a good economy time, and when it comes to bad economy time, your boss will be hesitant to lay you off because one day, once your boss lay you off, he might consider to hire two or three to replace your positions. So this is spiritual learning is applicable.To the worldly learning at all, to the worldly learning. So I want to advise you that when you have, advise you that giving is better than receiving. So don't be counting little things that when I work more at the workplace, people take advantage of me and stuff like that. So,
45節, 祭司長和法利賽人聽見耶穌的比喻，就看得出耶穌是指著這些祭司長、法利賽人說的，所以這些祭司長、法利賽人想要捉拿他，正如聖經所說，捉拿這個懸戶，將他打了一個，殺過一個，用石頭打死一個。但是他又怕眾人，因為眾人以耶穌基督為先知。
So in verse 45, the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables. They knew he was talking about them. They looked for a way to arrest him. This arrest is similar to the concept of the tenants trying to kill the son. And they tried to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that he was a prophet.
These are old people.他以為自己信了主很久，這些人呢，覺得這個牧師說的話是指著他說呢，就是捉拿他、殺他、趕他。但是應當的回應是怎樣？哎呀，發現原來牧師在說我啊，他想我進天國，他想神的國不要在我身上奪去，他想我好，好，我今天悔改回轉，我今天開始結果子，你猜這個人行不行啊？這個是美滿的收場，完全是在乎你聽到的時候，你對這個聽到的那個回應是影響你一生那個前面的道路。 OK?
So this fellow here is a procrastinator, and they believed in God for so long, and they figured that, I don't need to bear fruit, even though the pastor remind him. But the proper response of this should be repent and bear fruit, so that you can hold on to your eternal life.
再講翻28至32節。
Let's go back to verse 28 to 32.
用兩個字嚟描述。
I can summarize in two words.
懊悔。
Repent.
天國近啦，應當懊悔。
The kingdom of God is near. Repent.
喺邊度講啊
？Where did it say?
馬太福音三章第二節。
Matthew.
4 章17節。
4:17.
一個係約翰講。
One was spoken by John.
一個係耶穌基督講。
The other one was spoken by Jesus.
三章第二節，四章十七節。
3:2-4:17.
耶穌基督話：天國近啦，應當悔改。
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent."
應當悔改就係28至32節。
How to repent is the way to repent is in verse 28 to 32.
話唔去作工，後來悔改去作工。
Say I won't work in the vineyard, but he changed his mind and repent and go to work in the vineyard.
我點知呢個人真正悔改啊？
So how do I know he has a truth repentance?
33至46節。
It say in the verse 33 to 36.
佢結出果子，與佢悔改嘅心相稱。我知道呢個人係真真正正悔改。
So how do I know his the truth repentance is the truth repentance is relate to bearing the fruit? The bearing, if you willing to bear fruit, that's a true repentance.
寫低馬太福音三章第八節，打開。
Let's turn to Matthew 3:8.
佢話：你哋要結出果子嚟，即係要交果子、交租，與你悔改嘅心相稱。與你悔改嘅心相稱，悔改呢度就係28至32節，33至46節就係結出果子嚟。呢兩樣嘢合埋一齊，就係馬太福音三章第八節。你哋要結出果子嚟，與悔改嘅心相稱。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 3:8. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. These verses can be summarized in Matthew chapter 21:28-32 is talk about the repentance. Verse 33 to 36 is talk about bear fruit.
馬太福音三章第八節，悔改嗰度圈住佢。你寫低悔改就能夠進神嘅國。
I want you to circle the word repentance. Only repentance can enter the kingdom of God.
邊個悔改啊？
Who should repent?
撒一節、税利同娼妓悔咗改，就先進神嘅國。
And those people repent were those tax collector and the prostitute. They entered the kingdom of God ahead of them.
如果佢真正悔改嘅，佢會結出果子嚟。
The true repentance will bear fruit.
明白嗎？
You understand this?
Hello?我怕你哋唔明白，我 reinforce 幾個例子俾你，你就一定明白。
I'm afraid that you don't understand. I want to give you a few more illustration to reinforce what I said in here.
保罗佢话，以弗所书第四章第一节，你哋要行事为人，就当与蒙召嘅恩相称。
In the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1, it said, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
行事為人就是結出果子來與蒙召的恩相稱。神呼召你，給了整個葡萄園你，捉了泥巴，又挖了榨酒池，給了你地方工作，給了所有資源你，而他說要交果子。你的行事為人應不應該與蒙召的恩來相稱呢？保羅在這裡寫好像輕描淡寫，我不蒙召的恩相稱是怎樣啊？因為你沒看回21章，不蒙召的恩相稱，主就說我將神的國從你的怎樣啊身上奪回來，給了第二個，明白嗎？我們有四福音的背景看保羅的書信，原來這些說話是一定要做的，不是輕描淡寫的。
So,
明明白玉玲，為什麼個個都聽到好像耷曬頭腳曬軟的？不用害怕的，我們的主是怎樣說？我們主是恩主來的，只要怎樣說？咁都唔明白，只要悔改够唔够啊？仲要真悔改，真悔改系点样啊？结出果子咪得咯，交果子交租啫嘛，朋友。嗱，我讲俾你听啊，其实讲交果子唔系俾洒奉献啊，唔系洒奉献啊，你唔好误会我啊。其實交果子不是灑奉獻啊，你小心聽，小心聽我講啊，嗱，留心聽啊。耶穌曾經講過噶，佢話如果你嘅義啊唔勝過文士同法利賽人嘅義啊，你斷不能進天國噶。你估法利賽人文士有冇交灑奉獻啊？所以唔係呢個義啊，我唔係叫你交租啊，你唔好誤會我啊。不過喺呢個情況係講交租啫，唔係灑奉獻可以使你上天國噶。慢慢聽啦，正嘢啊！明白嗎？總言之，告訴你，不是灑奉獻，OK？ 不用腳軟，荷包還在你的袋裡。Don't worry.
So,
be happy. 我沒有說 be happy, OK？ 為什麼你荷包在你這裡，你的口袋又爛的，怎會 be happy 呢？我不會騙你的。我說 don't worry, OK？
So, when God called you, and you look at the example, is that God also provided a vineyard and all the resources that we can bear fruit, such that we can live a life that's worthy of our calling. If our life is not worthy of our calling, it would, like in verse 21, your kingdom of God will be taken away from you. And I saw the response of people when I said that. They look like they lose their heart and lose their heart. And don't worry, God is graceful God. So what you need to do is to bear fruit. When I say bear fruit, it's not paying the tithe, it's the bear fruit. So you can hold onto your wallet, don't worry about it. If we think that bear fruit is just paying the tithe, Jesus has said that if our righteousness cannot be over above a Pharisee, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I'm here not talking about paying the tithe. But just in this case here, I'm only talking about the rental things. That's why I'm talking about paying the rent. So hold on. Don't be worried, but be happy that I will share more with you later on.
以弗所書四章第一節，既然蒙召，神呼召我哋，叫我哋侍奉佢，我哋行事為人與蒙召嘅恩相稱。我哋侍奉佢，因為佢恩待咗我，佢恩待咗我。我覺得唔好意思，我已經冇交租好耐，我都要交租，我要結果子，要我哋嘅行事為人與蒙召嘅恩相稱。
So when we serve God, not because we have to, but because it's a way to show our gratefulness back to God that we haven't paid the rent for a long time, and we want to use this opportunity to serve God to show the graciousness of God to us.
以弗所書的後面那本書叫腓立比書。
After the book of Ephesians, the next book is Philippians.
一章廿七節。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
保罗劝弟兄姊妹，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，一个与蒙召的恩相称，一个与基督的福音相称。
In here, Paul said that whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. In Ephesians, he talked about worthy, the life, live a life worthy of the calling. But in here, it said, talk about worthy of the gospel of Christ.
與基督嘅福音相稱
，worthy of the gospel of Christ。
點樣為之與基督嘅福音相稱啊
？So what does mean by that？
你領受咗你嘅福音
，once you receive the gospel，
你就要為呢個福音嚟齊心努力。第廿七節最後嗰句説話。
And there it said, once you receive the gospel, you need to stand firm。
為所信的福音齊心努力
So to contend as one man for the faith of the gospel.
你領受了福音之後，你要傳福音。
Once you have received the gospel, you have to,
你要結果子。
You have to evangelize, you have to bear fruit.
不要只是自己得救。
Not just worry about that I'm safe, I'm fine.
帶你的兒女得救。
Lead your children to Christ.
帶你的家人得救。
Lead your family to Christ.
呢樣嘢仲緊要過你稍奉獻啊，朋友。
This is more important than to pay the tithe.
你喺家裏邊結果子啊。
It bear fruit in the family.
帶你嘅兒女信主啊。
Bring your children to Christ.
唔好淨係自己一個上天堂，自己兒女落地獄啊。
Not just you go to heaven, but your children go to hell.
行事為人與基督嘅福音相稱。意思即係話，我白白得到呢個福音，我要白白傳呢個福音。首先俾我嘅家人，然後俾我啲親戚朋友。
So he said, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. So we should share the gospel with our family first, and then to our friends.
腓立比書之後就係哥羅西書，哥羅西書一章第九節至第十節。
After Philippians is Colossians.
一章第九節第十節。
Verse 1, 9 to 10.
因此我自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切的属灵智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主。很多时基督徒啊，不知道神的旨意啊，以为自己姓冯啊，一次得救永远得救啊，不知道他的国啊，神的国会从你的身上夺去啊。你冇討神嘅喜悅，你唔明白神嘅旨意啊！神嘅心意係乜嘢啊？保羅話：我時時為你祈禱啊，叫你屬靈嘅智慧悟性上滿心知道神嘅旨意啊，明白佢嘅聖經啊，好叫你行事為人對得起主啊！行事為人與蒙召嘅恩相稱，行事為人與福音相稱，行事為人對得起主，唔好對唔住佢啊！佢對我太好啦，明白嗎？明白嗎？
So in the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9 to 10, is that for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through this all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way.
凡事蒙他的喜悅，对得起他，讨他的喜悅，而且还要在一切善事上结果子。是要交果子的，我们要明白吗？
So, So we have to please him in all the way and bear fruit. Sometimes we take this for granted.
哥羅西書後面就帖撒羅尼迦前書第二章十二節。
After Colossians is 1 Thessalonians chapter
第一章
chapter 1
對不起帖撒羅尼迦前書第二章十二至十二節。
Chapter 1 verse 1
chapter
2 chapter
2 verse 11
verse 11 to 12
yeah你哋都曉得我哋怎樣勸勉你哋、安慰你哋、祝福祝福，即係命令你哋各人，好像父親待自己嘅兒女，勸勉兒女、安慰兒女、命令兒女，點樣命令佢啊？叫你哋行事對得起那召你進佢個國得嘅榮耀。神係呼召我哋進佢個國得佢個榮耀，我哋豈可空手唔結果子嚟進佢個國咧？明白嗎?
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11 to 12, he said, "For you know that we dealt with you, with each of you, as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live a life worthy of God, who calls you into His kingdom and glory. If God calls into His kingdom and to obtain the glory, how can we not bear fruit when we see Him?"
停喺度先。
Let's stop here.
我結束。
Before we end.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋覺得你自己信主嘅
，I want to ask you if you think that you are the truth believer.
你未悔改。
You haven't been repented yet.
未洗禮。
You haven't been baptized.
你今日就要悔改洗禮。
And I advise you to repent and baptize.
上星期。
Last week.
邵剛。
宋剛。宋剛。
邵宋光，
宋光 ，last week， 宋光
喺呢度聽咗道。
After he heard the sermon in the Southwest Church，
唔係喺呢個 West Side Church。
Southwest
喺呢度喺呢度。
In this church。
然後咧，同我一齊收曬。
And then after he heard that， he went to a Southwest Church。
佢話俾我聽，佢想洗禮。
And he told me that I want to be baptized。
今天五點半。喺 YMCA 洗禮。
Today he would be baptized in YMCA at 5:30.
有冇人佢話自己信咗主，仍然未洗禮嘅
？I want to ask you.
今日可以洗禮。
I want to ask you among you that whoever have believed in God but hasn't been baptized, this is the opportunity now.
洗禮係你悔改嘅表現。
Baptize is a symbolize your repentance.
悔改咗之後
，after you repent，
一定要結果子。
You have to bear fruit。
侍奉神。
To serve God。
唔好做 fat cat。
Don't be a fat cat。
這樣，
This
你必定豐豐富富進入我主基督耶穌榮耀嘅國度裏邊。彼得後書第一章十一節。彼得後書一章十一節。
This way, then you can bear fruit。And to enter the kingdom of God with glory. It's stay in 2 Peter verse 1, chapter 1, verse 11.
主見到你時時結果子，他會不會將葡萄園，會不會將神的國在你身上奪去？會不會？他會不會更多恩典來給你？會不會？這個就是我所傳的福音了。明白嗎？
If you continue to bear fruit, don't you think that God will take away your vineyard? He won't. He will pour more blessing onto you. And this is the gospel I want to share with you.
下個禮拜我講馬太福音22章入題，就係講到乜嘢叫做穿禮服。
Next week I'm going to share with you in Matthew chapter 22 is to talk about what does it mean by wearing wedding clothes.
乜嘢叫做悔改？
What is repentance?
悔改就洗禮。
Repentance is to be baptized.
乜嘢叫結果子？
What is bear fruit?
生命改變。
It is change of a life.
乜嘢叫做穿禮服？
What does it mean by wearing a wedding clothes?
冇穿禮服嘅人。
Those who has not wear the wedding clothes.
會被趕趕離開出去。
Will be kicked out from the wedding banquets.
呢啲係主嗰個嘅心意。
This is the wills of God.
所以保羅祈禱。
我為你哋祈禱，等你滿心知道神嘅旨意，好叫你哋對得起主。
That's why
凡事討佢嘅喜悅，而且結滿了仁義嘅果子，明白嗎？
That's why Paul urged the people and to live a life that's worthy of the God of the calling, worthy of the gospel and worthy of the law, that in living a life that is pleasing Him.
Herman, 你有冇傷風？傷風，你幫我，你去洗手，你幫我抹餅 ，OK？ 你幫我，你去洗洗去嗰個廚房嗰度洗洗下手。我哋而家領主嘅聖餐，我哋感謝主對我哋嘅祝福。Now, 我唔想傳染你啊 ，OK？ 我唔會抹餅，我會揾大兄同我抹 ，OK？
Now I'm going to we're going to partake the Lord's
supper. 係咪有一首歌先啊？你哋領司㗎，你可以唱一首歌先好嗎
？Let's sing a hymn now.